whatever, and they move all around, and strength coaches and all that. So now they've got I wish Russell could come on and tell me. I don't know if he could do it, but all the NFL people they've got, all the Major Baseball people they've got, all the professional golfers they have, all the coaches in college football and college basketball across the country they have, it really is cool to see. So you even go in Russell's office, and he's got helmets of all the head coaches that he's got. And that's pretty cool, too. If those people can trust him, you can. Hey, let's get the Patterson Tax Service. Let's let them do some tax planning, evaluation, prepare taxes, back taxes. Free small businesses out there right now. Man, you don't want to be caught down in all that payroll and bookkeeping, accounting, and tracking. Let them do that for you as well. So, great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Final segment of the show. I'm looking forward to today listening to Clemson, listening to Clemson basketball finale from over the weekend. Did you follow this close enough?
I listened to the entire first game and was kind of in and out with the rest of them.
Okay.
But from what I saw, looks like there was a lot of improvement in every game. You saw Harris Reynolds go from struggling that first game to being the best player on the floor yesterday.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes. Another one. Oh, I got the email. Thanks for giving that to me. Another thing that I noticed was Brad Brunell on the call, and he's got a future because I like that. But I like the idea that we were hearing him basically coach on the air. And one of the things I loved was he said when they were struggling and you think there'd be major concerns, and I know it's a coach's thing and it's an exhibition thing, but it was like, we're struggling right now. This is going to be good for us. You know, in the preseason, I want to test these teams. I want to say, all right, how do we respond to adversity? A lot of coaches want, a lot of fans want, I want everything to go great all the time. Well, guess what? It's not. Did I ever tell you the John Wooden story?
Tell me.
It's about a couple of great Wooden stories. But one of them is that John Wooden, they could be on the road at Notre Dame and or in the Final Four, and the crowd's getting, you're upside down, man, and a big tidal wave of momentum and emotions going against you, and some team's on a 14-2 run, and the game's getting out of hand, whatever. John Wooden would never call a timeout to stop the other team's momentum or to get the crowd out of the game.
Why?
What he said was, I have prepared you for this. You get yourselves out of it.
Wow.
Huh?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man.
It is not my job to get you out of this. In practice, I have prepared you. We'll make adjustments during the next timeout. And you didn't have all these TV timeouts back then. So the other team's on a big run. There's a point in time that I'm going to save my timeouts for the end of the game, for end of the game situations. But you got yourself in this mess. I have prepared you to get yourself out of this mess. How about that?
Ooh, man. I get so frustrated watching coaches sometimes when they don't call timeout.
Yeah.
I get so mad. You got to have a lot of faith in your players to be able to say, all right, I'm stepping back. Y'all figure it out. And I think that's easier when you're in Italy for this little three-game stretch than it would be if you're in the Final Four.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now's the time for figuring stuff out. So I will say, one of the highlights of my school year last year was at the ACC basketball tournament. I got to sit down right behind the bench, Clemson's bench, and to hear what Brad was looking for, what he liked and what he didn't like.
Move! You got to hear some of that, didn't you?
RJ!
Yeah.
The best was my favorite part of this whole thing, and this is quick. Ace Buckner, bless his heart, at the end of the season last year, was battling about 17 different injuries, right? Like he was cramping. His shoulder had stuff going on, so he's over on the exercise bike. He has an applesauce in his mouth, trying to get a cramp to go away. He's pedaling, And Brad goes, Ace, I'm sorry. We got to have you in the game. I'm sorry.
Cramp.
Nothing I can do. You got to get back in the game. So sure enough.
Take your cramping body back in the game now.
Sorry. We don't have any healthy guards. But to hear that translated, it was very similar to hearing him on the call, which is cool because it gives everybody an insight as to, like, all right, what's he thinking? What's he like? What's he not like? What's the goal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool to see. A little inside access when you get that close to it. I was lucky when I was in school at Clemson that I was my seat on stat row was right beside the visiting coach.
That's awesome.
So I got to see Valvano and Bobby Crimmins. Bobby Crimmins had one of the greatest lines ever.
Tell me.
Bobby Crimmins played at South Carolina, coached at Georgia Tech, coached Final Four teams at Georgia Tech, right? Dan Foster, longtime Greenville News columnist. Ask him a question. There was a time in there where he didn't call a time or made a substitution, didn't work out, took a guy out of a game, and the other guy didn't play well, whatever. And Dan Foster said, this is at Clemson in the post-game press conference. Dan Foster said, Bobby, you went with Johnson instead of Jones there. What was the thought there? Didn't work out for you. And Crimmins said, Dan, in that Bronx, New York, Brooklyn, that I won't try to repeat, try to emulate, Dan, you know I went to the University of South Carolina. I can't be that smart. At Clemson. That only worked at Clemson.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I got to do. I got something for you. You'll love this. Bradhughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Combined coverage, combined rates. We love it. Get in touch with them. See if we can help you out there. Personal text line, hey, give me more wooden stories. And we tell these all the time on the air here. Two quick ones, and I'll do one for 2 minute drill. Number one, the Bill Walton story. Bill Walton went off. Bill Walton, maybe the greatest player to play for him, one of the two greatest players ever played for him. Won three national championships or two national championships, whatever it was. And following up, Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, greatest players in college basketball history at the time. Bill Walton goes off in Oregon and finds marijuana and finds free love and finds the hippie movement during the Vietnam War protests, and he comes back and he doesn't and Wooden had the stories had the policies of no facial hair and no long hair, and Wooden comes back and said with a beard and long hair and comes back and said, Coach, I want to express myself, and as a leader for my senior year I find it very important for me to be me, and I can be a better leader by expressing myself and doing it through hair and beard. It's part of my whole deal there. And Wooden says, Bill, I think that's fantastic. I congratulate you of doing that. That's awesome. Now, we're going to miss you. So he was going to be late for practice. Walton sprints on his bicycle, gets a haircut, and is late for practice. Has to run steps the whole practice. The other two quick ones. One quick, and I'll say 1 2-minute drill.
That's awesome.
Wooden always, the first thing, the very first practice they would do every single year is learn how to put socks on. Because he would say, you roll your socks on, and he said, if you didn't do it, then you might get blisters on your feet. You miss blisters. You miss practice time through blisters. We're not doing that. So he taught them how to put their socks on every single first practice. How about that, man?
What a legend.
And the final one you're going to absolutely love.
Okay.
About the greatest coach to ever coach in anybody else. So we'll do that in 2-minute drill. Time for the best music of the day?
I'm ready if you're ready.
I am ready.